A Peacock Southeast Flew, concerto for piva and orchestra, resulted from my trip to China in April 1997 to present lectures and masterclasses at conservatories in Sichuan and Jian and at the Central Conservatory in Beijing. The idea of creating a traditional Western concerto for symphony orchestra and pipa was suggested to me by virtuoso Chinese pipist Yang Jing, who I met in Beijing, and it interested me very much. The pipa is a four-stringed Chinese lute in continuous use since at least 200 AD. With a large range and the capability of playing extremely rapid passages as well as slow lyric ones, it seemed ideally suited to perform as the solo instrument in a concerto. Yang Jing suggested that the work be based on one of the oldest and longest poems in the Chinese language, A Peacock Southeast Flew. The story of this narrative poem is a poignant one, and it determined to a considerable extent the mood and musical material selected for the three-movement piece. The work's relationship to classical concerto form is reflected in its structure and in the reciprocal relationship between the solo instrument and the orchestra. There are three movements for pipa with orchestra, including a slow second movement and a fast rhythmic third movement with a slow coda. These three movements are separated by two short interludes, the first for pipa and solo flute, the second for pipa and marimba. Now about the poem, A Peacock Southeast Flew. In ancient and medieval China, a new bride moved into her husband's home, where she was under the absolute authority of her mother-in-law. Dispossessed of property and most legal rights, she was confined there the rest of her life unless divorced for disobedience, childlessness, or disease. At the close of the Han Dynasty, during the years 196 to 220 AD, the wife of the magistrate of Luxing Prefecture was dismissed and sent home by her husband's mother. Her own family brought great pressure on her to remarry, but rather than do so, she drowned herself. Upon learning of her death, her husband hanged himself from a tree in the garden. A contemporary poet wrote the deeply sympathetic poem, A Peacock Southeast Flew, on this tragic love story. The peacock, not typical in ancient China, was probably an exotic import. In a poem replete with imagery, pine and cypress are evergreen and everlasting. Mandarin ducks symbolize conjugal fidelity, since they mate for life, and if one dies or they are separated, the other pines to death. Here is a little bit of the poem. That day, horses and cattle load. His new wife goes to her green hut. After dusk had fallen, a quiet hush, people start to settle down. My life will end today, my soul will vanish, my corpse will linger a while. She lifts her skirt, removes her silk shoes, stands up, and goes toward the clear lake. When the government clerk hears of this act, his heart knows it is the long separation. He hesitates under a garden tree, hangs himself from a southeast branch. The two families asked for a joint burial on the side of Mount Hua. East and west were planted pine and cypress. Left and right, katalpa were set. Branch with branch joins to form a canopy. Leaf with leaf meets in wedlock. Among them are a pair of flying birds called mandarin ducks, drake and hen. Lifting their heads, they call to each other night after night until the fifth watch. Passers-by stay their steps to listen. Widows get out of bed and pace to and fro. Let's hear it now with Gao Hong, pipa, and the Moravian Philharmonic, conducted by Jiri Mikula.